This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
We continue on a Tuesday here on Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. We head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I have followed this. I can't even call him a young man anymore. He's in his 30s, if I can believe that. Drafted by the Yankees back in 2008, and a guy who is now with the L.A. Dodgers. He is the only switch pitcher I've ever met and ever watched out of Creighton University. Pat Vendetti joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Pat, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I can't believe that you're married with a kid and you're in your 30s. That means I'm getting really old, considering that I met you in college at Creighton and met your father. And I mean, first off, congratulations on the Dodgers, and just how excited are you for the opportunity?
You know, I appreciate that, and yeah, that makes me feel pretty old here too. It flies by, but I'm very excited to get an opportunity like this with a team that is, you know, already constructed so well and has had as much success as they've had over the last few seasons, and especially getting to the World Series last year. You know, it's a tremendous opportunity for me, and I'm just coming into camp here hoping I can show them that I can contribute to what they want to do at some point in the season.
What's it been like for you as a guy who has been in the game now for a while? You've bounced around. You've been with a bunch of different organizations, and you've had a chance to pitch for in some pretty big venues. I mean, you pitched at Yankee Stadium. You pitched at Fenway Park. What's it been like for you so far here with your career, right here in the middle of it still?
You know, it's been, like you said, I have been all around to quite a few teams. But, you know, when you spend your first 7 seasons in the minor leagues, it makes you fully appreciate, you know, being at this level that much more. And, you know, the last 4 seasons for me have been, you know, such a blessing to me and my family, even with the, you know, the limited time that I've had in the major league. It just changes so much once you get to that level. And I've been very fortunate to have opportunities with Seattle, Oakland, and Toronto at the major league level, and now hopefully with Los Angeles as well. And it's just, you know, it's been a crazy ride, but I'm grateful for every second I have of it.
And we talked to a writer who covers the Dodgers last week. It kind of caused us to have you on the program because I knew you had signed with the Dodgers, and that's an organization that can think outside the box sometimes, and you're an outside-the-box type of pitcher. How excited are you that you're with an organization that, you know, maybe not opening day, but at some point during the year, they're going to ask you to contribute out of the bullpen?
Yeah, you know, they do think outside the box. And more than anything, you know, they've reiterated it here in camp. The only thing they care about is winning. And, you know, I'm hoping that I can provide that edge, you know, whether it be left on left or right on right, to, you know, to get guys out consistent enough that I can help them. But, you know, I'm in a spot where it's not like, you know, I was signed here to, you know, do anything but, you know, at some point help them win. You know, they're selling out Dodger Stadium on a nightly basis. It's not like I'm brought in for that. You know, they saw that I can do something that can hopefully help them, and I'm here to prove them right.
How do you get ready for spring training? Because we know pitchers come in, you got to get your arm in shape, and your body in shape, your mind in shape. Well, you have to get both arms in shape. So are you working double duty at spring training?
You know, from a throwing standpoint, yes. I do double the throwing that the normal guys throw. Luckily, the strength coaches haven't caught me down and making me do 2 lifts a day or anything like that. But, you know, just the throwing part is a little bit longer. I'll go out in the morning. There's a coach that goes out early with me and throws with one arm at about 7:30. And then, you know, we go through our meetings, and then our normal day starts about 8:30 or 9. And then once that commences, I'll go through stretch and carry on my routine just like anybody else, because that first arm is already loose.
Huh. Talking to Pat Vendetti, L.A. Dodgers reliever here on Pushing the Odds. When you throw for a new team and new teammates, and then they watch you switch over to whatever arm, the opposite arm, do you still get the oohs and the ahs? Do people still go, wow, that's amazing? Or are you kind of a known commodity now in Major League Baseball?
You know, a little bit. When you're in the minor leagues, on the minor league side, there's not too much video. You know, there's not too much game footage that goes around. But, you know, ever since I broke into the big leagues in 2015, there's much more material on me, you know, opposing coaches. I played against the Dodgers before with Oakland, so I'm sure going into that series, you know, their coaches broke down anything that I did, and, you know, when the game starts, they know everything that you're going to throw at them. That's how thorough it is. So
right.
Once you get to the major league level, some of that kind of goes away just because people have seen it. And, you know, it's an industry where the only thing that matters is out at the major league level. So, the novelty from switching side to side, it's not really a thing for me anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so in terms of when you are going into a game or going into a series, your coaches are essentially telling you you're going to be utilized in this situation. They aren't asking you to switch back and forth, say, mid-inning anymore, to go right to right, left to left. It's different now. They know what exact situation they want you to go in for what batter.
Yeah, but at the same time, I have, you know, my time in the big leagues, it has been extended outings. You know, anywhere from one out to four plus innings. So I still am switching back and forth, left and right. The only thing that comes into play is knowing, you know, the switch hitters on that 25-man roster and determining before the series which way I'm going to face them. And the only thing that kind of could change that is maybe wind direction or if something happens that day where they see something where, you know, maybe a switch hitter is doing something from one side of the plate. That's the only thing that could really, really change that. And the other thing that comes into play, you know, is the dimensions of the field. So if I'm in Fenway Park, I'm probably not going to turn many, you know, switch hitters around to hit left-handed.
Right.
Right-handed because of the short porch there in left field.
Right. You know, we're here with the Olympics, and every time the Olympics comes around, parents are always saying, I wonder if I could get my kid to do snowboarding or do my kid ice dancing or whatever it might be. Your story of how your dad got you to be a switch pitcher is pretty remarkable. How often are you asked to explain to somebody how you're able to do what you do?
You know, that part really never goes away, and I don't expect that it ever will, just because it is so different in this world. You don't see it very often, and people do have questions, and that just comes with it. I doubt that I'll ever stop answering that question. But you know what? I am so grateful that he did have me do that, because it's allowed me to play for the 11 years now that I've been playing post-Creighton.
Did you want to do it? Like, when your dad first said to you, okay, now turn around and throw it with the other hand, was that like, did you remember going, I don't want to do that, or were you, like, fully committed to doing both sides, throwing with both arms?
He started me at such a young age, you don't really process that. You don't think to say, no, I don't want to do that. You're just looking at it as found him in the backyard with dad having fun. As I got older, though, and as the struggles came, it took a long time to develop my left side. There were for sure days where, you know, it was frustrating and just, why can't I do this right-handed? But I don't think I ever put up that much of a fight, just because at once I started going, I realized that it was kind of an advantage for me, and it made me unique in a game where, you know, it's tough to find that, and it's just kind of how it went.
I know you've been in the game for a long time. You don't get starstruck and you don't get, oh my gosh. But, you know, I'm assuming Clayton Kershaw is a guy you've watched for a long period of time. And I'm curious your thoughts on this spring training to get to be around a guy like that after the success he's had in the majors pitching.
Yeah, you know, he's approaching 10 years of remarkable performance at the highest level in the game. And to watch him year after year is outstanding. And, you know, not that I didn't expect it, but just seeing how him and guys like Rich Hill about their business on a daily basis. You watch them, and just by watching them, you can see why they have the success that they have. They're in there preparing just as hard as, if not harder, than everybody else, even with all the success and accolades that they have. And I think it comes down to these guys just chasing that goal of winning that, you know, that World Series.
Yeah, and what's the buzz there? You know, I know you guys have just been down there for a couple of days, but I'm sure you've heard the media questions and you've heard just people, the fans' reaction. Is it World Series or bust? Is that the feel down there?
You know, that's the goal. That's what they've been talking about since camp has started. You know, they were one game away last year getting to game seven of the World Series. And, you know, that's the only other thing they can do is win that last game, and that's what we're here trying to do. It's what we're working for. But there is a different feel in this organization. I've been with several now, and you can just tell that you know, the expectations here are as high as any in the game.
Yeah. Let me ask you a quick baseball question on Creighton University, your alma mater. I mean, you guys have, when you see a fellow Creighton alum, and there's been a bunch of them now, do you guys get a chance to talk at all and see each other on the road at times? Because, I mean, in your class and other classes that came behind you, there's a bunch of players now in the big leagues from your school.
Yeah, looking around, there are quite a few and more coming. Right now I'm with Jake Peter here, who I didn't play with, but he was a little bit younger than me at Creighton. And then obviously Darren Ruff has had a tremendous career. He's now in Korea doing extremely well. And Ty Block, I get to catch up with him from time to time. It's nice to see what he's doing penciled into the Giants rotation there. We have a strong group of guys that have taken what we learned at Creighton and taken it to the next level. And it speaks volumes to the things that Coach Service has been able to do at a place where it's maybe not the easiest place to recruit because of academic standards and you know how much it costs to go to school there. But it's nice to see these guys having that success.
Pat, listen, it's great to hear from you. I'll be watching it during spring training. I can't wait to see you, hopefully up with the Dodgers at some point during this season, having great success. Best to you and your family, and thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, it was great catching up. Take care. Thanks for having me.
That is Pat Vendetti, former Creighton Blue Jay, current L.A. Dodger pitcher, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. And yeah, Creighton University is not your traditional baseball powerhouse, although the College World Series is played in their home stadium. You would think that might help, and it does. But, I mean, it's a cold weather climate, which is not easy to go play there. Creighton plays a very small ball style. They stress pitching and defense heavily. Sacrifice squeezes and suicide squeezes and those types of plays are always seen by Creighton University. They make the College World Series not frequently, but Coach Service has been a really good coach for them and has produced a bunch of Major League Baseball players out of a school, like Pat said. It's, you know, baseball is not a full ride. It's really expensive to go there, and yet they do have great success out of Omaha. So that was a lot of fun to catch up with Pat. I hope the best for him and the Dodgers. And I get to watch Dodger games here a lot. We're not blacked out, so I watch a ton of Dodger games here in Vegas. So looking forward to watching, hopefully, Pat this year come out of the bullpen for the Dodgers. Final Hand. We wrap the show for a Tuesday next. SB Nation Radio.